everybody, welcome to Capes and Skewalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalal I'm Tim.
Olivia.
Cliff.
Did you forget who you were?
That I was startled.
Ooh. I always go to the left, so I you should have been ready.
I think we can sing any song. We're protected by the parody law.
Oh, it's quite a parody. That's so, hey, it's been a minute since we did a regular podcast.
And it's been like three.
Yeah, it's been several minutes. We're very busy people, and we also suck a little bit. So it's a little bit we suck, but it's mostly me. That sucks, by the way. It's mostly I suck, and then it's, you know, just busy. For those listening to this in a bubble, it's Christmas time! Woo! Christmas! You guys love Christmas?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
I figured you did.
My second favorite holiday.
Ooh, behind what, Halloween?
No. Ooh. Halloween's the worst.
Ooh, all right. Mm. Controversial.
Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving is fun.
Just all the food.
All the food, and you're still kind of in a food coma coming around to Christmas.
Yes.
I've been off my diet all of November, and now I'm like, well, why stop now? There's still all this great food that needs to get eaten.
Yeah.
I'm trying to tell myself it's like a financial reasoning. Like, oh, I can't let this food go bad. I should eat it.
Yeah. Are you a Christmas fan?
I am a huge Christmas fan. That's why when things don't go right around Christmas, I get super angry because I'm like, this should be a fun time. And then I yell and I hit everybody. It's great.
And then you carry a sloth around.
Part of Christmas, though.
And I do carry a sloth around. Yes. How big is that sloth? What would you say?
They're like 5 foot or something.
It's 4 feet tall.
4 foot, at least 4 foot, somewhere between 4 and 5. I gave Cliff his Christmas present early because I was tired of looking at it. It was just in the way. It would just kind of live either in my computer chair or my bed, regardless of where I was. It's a giant sloth. I got it on Black Friday. I went on Black Friday to get that for you. I had no other reason. And I was in the store way too long with that thing up on my shoulders, like making a scene. But that's kind of what I do.
Did anyone think it was a child?
No.
Maybe?
It wasn't expressed to me, at least. Everybody thought I was a lunatic.
Well.
Yeah. Fair enough. It is hard to shop with a giant sloth on top of your shoulders.
Is it?
Can't get anything low. Everything has to be pretty high up.
Like,
you know?
Like chest height and above?
Chest height and above. Chest height's even difficult. You have to really hold on. I was holding on to the hands, and the legs were kicked out like in front of me, and like he wasn't going nowhere. And I wasn't really in danger of knocking people over, because that thing's enormous.
It is.
I looked like a lunatic bringing it here. I just kind of threw it in the back seat, and I'm like kicking it in, like, get in there.
Right now it's sitting on our couch, and it's how I imagine it would look if Danny DeVito was sitting there.
Well, that's a goal. We need to get Danny DeVito to sit on your couch.
Yeah.
Get at us, Danny. Yeah, no, I love Christmas, and it's exhausting at the same time, so it's like a weird kind of, I don't know. We kind of just wait for January to recuperate and see where we go from there. Olivia, do you love the Christmas?
I don't love it, but it's kind of just there. I don't know. I just like how Christmas Day, like, it's the one day a year everything's just closed.
Yeah.
I think,
for the most
like,
part, anymore.
We need more days like that. It's like, yeah. No, we're closed.
Yeah.
Everything's closed.
Yep.
I think there should be, like, I think there should be one day a year where, like, there's no internet or something.
Oh, my God.
what would we do?
Just like, all right.
That's how the purge will start.
That would be like the one
phones.
Day we'd all be free to do this and we wouldn't be able to.
Yeah.
You're forced to like.
Darn it, it's no internet day.
You're forced to play with a board game or something.
Well, I will even play board games while having the internet. Well, I was yawning while saying that, so if you understood that, good job.
A plus on your ears. Woo. So, comics. You guys read any comics lately?
I don't remember.
I know, it's been so long.
I have not been keeping up. I did, oh god, like a month ago.
Yeah, you read a comic a month ago? What did you do?
I did not read a comic a month ago.
Oh, alright.
I met Brad Meltzer.
Oh yeah, tell us about that. That was cool.
At the Cherry Hill Jewish Community Center.
Mm-hmm.
It was like on the day here on the East Coast where we got like really bad weather and they did not prepare at all for it.
No one was prepared for that. Everybody thought it was going to be like cold rain and it was like,
right.
Nope, it was a bunch of snow.
Yeah, they didn't like brine the roads or anything. So I ended up getting there like super early because I didn't feel like driving home. from work to get changed to head back out in the weather, so I just went straight from work. So I was at the community center in my suit just waiting, and a security guard stopped me from catching up to Brad as he had just gotten there. But then sitting there, he walked by, introduced himself. I was like, oh, I'm the guy that tweeted the Grundy comic at you. He told me that was awesome. We talked comics for a little bit, and he's currently reading Superman.
Yeah.
And he really enjoys Superman.
The Bendis run on Superman. It's been pretty good. I've been, like, in and out of it. But the last issue I read, I want to say, was issue 5. It was really good. They had Zod interacting with the new villain, mm-hmm. which I liked. I really like how they're doing Zod now. He's been in Green Lantern as well, and he's been really good in that book, where he's just like, shut up, Green Lantern, and he just, like, you know, pimp slaps him into oblivion. I like that. That's what I like.
I was really excited. I bought one of his books and one of his children's books. He signed them. He signed my Justice League issue 4 with Grundy on the cover.
I think that's
and
cool.
My Identity Crisis 1, and your Identity Crisis
1. Yeah, I was so pumped.
He was excited that somebody for comic books was there. I was the only person there that knew him from comics.
Really? Yes. Yeah. Interesting. He's so good at comics, but he just doesn't do many comics.
Yeah.
Meltzer, do more comics, please.
Please?
He's great at taking like the characters nobody seems to care about and making them good.
He was Tom King before Tom King. Is that what you're telling me?
Sure. I haven't read much Tom King.
Tom King does that. Man, if they could collaborate on something. Woo! Plus, they're both very political. Because Tom King's former CIA, I want to say.
Okay.
And Meltzer is Meltzer.
Yeah.
So
very history-oriented.
Very history-oriented. We got to make that happen somehow.
That would be cool. Well, because like the books... I mean, Meltzer, obviously, we said didn't write much, but like Grundy was awesome in Path of the Red Tornado. Red Tornado was great.
Yep.
In that story.
And Tom King wrote The Vision, which is essentially Marvel's Red Tornado, so...
Right.
There you have it.
And you've got what? Who else was a Plastic Man? Or no, Elongated Man.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Being important in Identity Crisis. Like, really cares about Elongated Man. But
they should.
Right.
DC, that's all on you. People should care. They're doing some things right. They almost got it right by having Gail Simone write Plastic Man. It's like, oh, that's almost what we wanted. Yeah. A good writer writing a stretchy character.
Yeah.
Almost. Half credit.
Yeah.
Yeah, so Meltzer. That's so cool.
Yeah, that's, and he was super nice.
He seems super nice.
And it's nice, too, when you meet someone that like presents himself as like a really like good-hearted person, mm-hmm. and they actually are.
Right.
Like, he didn't seem bothered by talking to anyone. He didn't have to stop while I was just sitting there by myself to, like, chat it up with me for a couple minutes.
He's like, you look like you want to talk about the D.B. Cooper episode of Decoded. I do want to do that! I
could talk about that episode at any moment of any day.
It's such a good episode. Watch Decoded. I don't know where it is, where it can be found. Find it.
Right, and watch it.
And History Channel. Was it History Channel that ran it? Mm-hmm. Put it back on. Or Netflix. Netflix, get at me, Netflix. Just steal the rights to it. Meltzer don't care. He'll go anywhere. He just wants it back.
We all want Decoded or Lost History back.
Yeah, just Meltzer on my TV is what I want.
Mm-hmm.
Do I need anything else? Just food. Food and substance.
He was on a C-SPAN for 3 hours the other day.
Just three?
Mm-hmm.
They probably had to cut his mic. Yeah, I definitely all of these comic creators that I run into, they seem like they're just normal people. Everybody's so scared to go up and talk to people, and they're worried, I guess, of meeting their heroes and whatnot. But just go up and talk to people. Just don't be a jerk about it. You know, if you're a jerk, ask yourself before you go meet Brad Meltzer, am I just a little too excited to go meet Brad Meltzer right now?
Should I was calm really down? Excited.
I know. I was worried about you. You pulled it off. We, at the comic book store, 30 North Main Street, Glassboro, New Jersey, had Ed Brisson and Matthew Rosenberg out at the store. They were promoting Uncanny X-Men #1 the week it came out. So awesome.
That was cool.
Yeah.
It was really cool. And they're both regular dudes. They just want to have a good time, you know? I was trying to make sure nobody talked to them too long, you know? Remember that store in Jersey with that kid? Oh, God. Like, that's the last thing I need.
Right.
But they're fun-loving guys, you know?
Yeah, they seem real down to earth.
Yeah.
And that's like a neat idea because they went to a bunch of stores.
A ton of stores, and I love that we were a part of it.
They did a store tour.
And I want more creators to do that. That was super awesome. Yeah. And I mean, a lot of them go to New York. There's a lot of big stores in New York. Why not come down?
Right.
Come hit all these stops on your way to like Baltimore or where are they going? Third Eye Comics is down that way, I believe. Why not hit up all these stores? And we lucked into it. I'm not going to deny we lucked into it, because I had talked to Brisson prior, and I was like, hey, man, I want to have you come out to the store. He's like, I can't on the day you're asking, but I got a cool book coming out. I can't tell you what it is. I'll get back to you. And I'm like, okay. And not that I didn't think he would, but like, I wouldn't be mad if he forgot all about me. And he didn't, and it was great. And he was a sweet man with an awesome beard. Yes. I tell everybody he grew out an awesome beard. And I got a Captain Canuck book signed, and that's all it's about for me. I love getting my Captain Canuck signed. He lettered it. I don't know if he has any other lettering credentials.
Huh.
That's a Google question for later. But yeah, hey, anybody wants to go out to the comic book store, just hit me up on Twitter. We'll have you at it.
We like having people there.
I love having people there. Nobody's ever like, I don't want to do that. They're always like, I can't do it. Maybe later. Like, there's people I've asked and they're like, maybe 2020. Like, it's just, I'm so booked.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, I hear you. Because I hear it from everyone. But that X-Men book's actually pretty good. I know I'm notoriously the guy who doesn't dig the X-Men.
You are an anti-X-Men.
I mean, as a team, I hate team books is what I think it is. But then again, I love that Bendis run on New Avengers, so maybe I don't hate teams.
You just hate the X-Men.
Maybe I do just hate the X-Men. But I love certain ones in solo adventures. I can't explain it.
You hate them as a team, as a collective.
As a collective, I'm not about them. Not at all about them. Although I will say, God Loves, Man Kills is probably the most important comic book ever, and it should be read. Everybody should read that book. It's great. It's the most X-Men as a race allegory book ever. And I want to say it was very early 80s. I don't think it was late 70s. But it was Claremont, and it's just, it needs to be read. It's a great book, and everybody should read it. So do it. Do it now. That's your homework.
Yes, teacher.
Pause. Go out, get it. Read it.
Remember to come back.
Play again.
Yeah.
Remember to come back, and then...
We'll give you a moment.
Yeah.
Did you take your moment? Okay, we're done talking about it. There was no reason for you to pause it.
So, what fun and exciting things have happened in your life, Tim, in the last, I don't know, 6 months?
6 months. Well, besides doing that and nothing. Nothing super exciting. Not that I can think of. No. No, that didn't happen. Nope. No, nothing super exciting has happened. I just feel like I'm always flustered and running around like a chicken with my head cut off. It's terrible. What have we done?
You could.
What have we done? Help me.
We watched Daredevil. Not together, but.
But we should.
Did you? You finished Daredevil, right?
I did.
And since the owner of the comic book store isn't here, we can freely talk about it.
Oh yeah, yeah. He's always there when we want to talk about it.
Yeah. So what did you think?
I loved it. Daredevil season 3. Might be my favorite Netflix. Maybe.
It's up there.
I really do like season 1 of Daredevil and season 1 of Jessica Jones a lot. But this is one of those cases where like it's so good, but you need the other ones for it to be what it is. The creation of Bullseye as a character was so good.
Mm-hmm.
And knowing where they planned on taking it, I assume it's coming back. Can we just say it's coming back?
Got to come back on the Disney thing.
It'll come back in another format.
Yeah, but I want them to keep everyone.
I think they will.
Everyone that was cast is great for the character that they were given.
I wouldn't even be surprised if in Avengers 4, there's another finger snap and everybody's in this universe. Like, what if Kevin Feige was just, like, so anti-it because it's a plot point and he wanted to mislead everyone? How awesome would that be? It'd be great. Because he's always like, I don't care about the Netflix universe. It's like, you probably do. It's in your universe.
Right.
It would be bad for a Marvel person to be anti-Marvel in any way.
Right.
As a corporation standpoint.
And like the shows make mention of the bigger universe.
Correct.
Yeah.
So I think it's all a work, using my wrestling terminology. I think it's a work. And I think it's going to leave Netflix. It's all going to end up on the Disney
stream. Yeah, because Jessica Jones still hasn't been canceled.
Right, it still has something coming out.
And neither is Punisher.
Which still has something coming out.
Yeah.
So once they air, it will immediately be canceled.
Yeah, I liked a lot throughout the whole... I liked Daredevil getting, like, his wits back about him after, like, getting, you know, so destroyed. I liked the Bullseye stuff.
Yeah.
Kingpin is...
Amazing. Amazing. And please put all that in the same universe so he can interact with Spider-Man.
Yeah.
He's even said himself he wants to do that. He's like, right. I'll do that. Yeah, I love the Kingpin and we'll play him again in his Spider-Man role.
And that would be great, because he can be a main villain
for
Spidey.
Yeah,
he absolutely is a main villain for Spidey.
And even if it's as simple as he's a background villain hiring all these other villain of the week that people to go after.
Where he
him.
Set up the, yeah. the Sinister Six.
Sure.
That's fine. It's totally believable that he put all those people together.
He's the one who could do it.
Right.
I think the Netflix stuff is gonna... And what if, when once they're done with their deal on Netflix, do you think they'll pick up more and more shows and they're all going to just be on that Disney-exclusive streaming service?
Mm-hmm.
Or do you think they're going to try to do, like, on ABC, because they have Disney owns ABC, or the other way around? I don't think so.
They might move Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. right. to the Disney
I think that, I mean, granted, I have not watched Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. in quite a while. But
same here.
I feel like if they move the shows onto Netflix, you can make them darker and have different stories because they're not on, like, regular TV.
Right. I think...
Not that Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. needs to be dark.
It doesn't, but it could be.
But you could add to, like, a storyline with maybe a little more gore or a little bit more of, like, a tense interaction between someone.
Right.
Than you could have gotten on ABC.
Right. We don't need gore. We don't need blood, guts, rape. We don't need that.
No.
But it can be part of a story, and it can benefit progression.
Right. Or even just like a conversation between a good guy and a bad guy. Sometimes the...
Dialogue.
Yeah. Like
the back and forth, the witty banter.
Sometimes like if you can use like more adult like settings or like context in conversation, can make a big change in how those characters interact with each other.
That's like Hugh Jackman did that cameo as Wolverine where he told them to fuck off.
Right.
Yeah. That one fuck off in that movie was so good and so well-timed that you did not see it coming. I can't even think of what movie that was that he cameoed in.
X-Men 1.
First Class. When they approached him and they were
Right, yes. Yeah. I like First Class.
I like First Class.
I should have known that. Ugh. And I don't like the X-Men. Callback.
We can all agree that Days of Futures Past was garbage.
It really was.
That shouldn't have happened.
Apocalypse wasn't very good either.
No.
It made more sense-ish.
Yeah. There was a lot of people just standing there with that constipated face with their hands in front of them.
They're like, Poe Dameron's going to teleport us now. Yeah. All right. All right, here we go. Yep. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
But yeah, so
yep.
I think they'll all probably end up on the Disney streaming service.
I guess we're going to be getting the Disney streaming service.
Yeah.
It's probably worth it. I mean, my daughter will watch Disney Junior and whatnot, and all that stuff I'm sure will be on there. So that might be good.
Let's see what else. Did you watch the Endgame trailer?
Yes. The Endgame trailer came out, what, like a week ago now?
No. 3 days?
A couple days, yeah.
It's all a blur. a week ago by the time this gets put up.
I was maybe. So excited watching it, and I know it doesn't give you anything at all.
It gives you a little bit.
Right, but not, like, it doesn't give anything away. Like, no. Plot point, story-wise.
It gave me, so there's not a lot in that trailer, but it gave me the one thing I wanted, and that was... Ronan Hawkeye.
I was going to say Thor looking like Eminem getting ready to rap battle.
He does do that. You're right. He's going to lay down the beats. now, if you read Bendis' New Avengers run, which I talked about liking earlier, the Ronan character is Hawkeye in that, and he's really good. In the comic, that version was Kate Bishop had taken on Hawkeye after he was presumed dead. I think he was dead. And he came back to life, and convoluted, doesn't matter, comics. But he came back to life, and he's like, no, you be Hawkeye, it's fine, you've earned it. He's like, I'll just be this Ronan character. Ronan, no master, no nothing, I have a sword, okay. That's what I wanted. Now, Kate Bishop hasn't been in any of these, so it's not that kind of thing. Right. It's probably a finger snap affected his home life. Right. And now he's all sad and mad. And
his children are gone, or his wife is gone.
Or both, right. And he's grumpy. Like, that's what I wanted. I wanted grumpy Ronan Hawkeye. Yeah. That's the one thing that they've confirmed from this trailer.
Yeah.
Super excited.
Oh, and Scott Lang's not dead.
Right.
He somehow got out of Tiny Land.
Tiny Land!
But we knew that from Ant-Man 2.
We don't know how he got out. We don't know how he got out of Tiny Land.
Oh, so we'll probably find out in Avengers.
And it's probably important.
Yes. There was a funny picture online. It was like Captain Marvel, like her staying there.
Oh, I'm so excited for that movie.
And then Ant-Man standing in front of the door like, hey, let me in, guys. And it was like, who you thought was going to save the universe? Captain Marvel. Who's actually going to save the universe? Paul Rudd standing there in jeans and a shirt.
That's fine. Now, what do you think of the Captain Marvel trailer?
Looks awesome.
Yeah. I was really pumped for it. The second one, I'm still excited for it, but I think it gives a little too much away. Like, clearly, who's a bad guy and who's not a bad guy, and, you know, even like some people who are established to be bad guys later on show up in the trailer.
Yeah, Ronan's in it.
Yeah, that one dude from Guardians of the Galaxy 1, like the opening scene, he's in there. He's part of the Kree team.
Okay.
I don't remember his name. I don't know if they gave him his name, but that guy is in there. So the Kree, not good, maybe, in this incarnation, or yeah. Not all good. Jude Law's there. Probably not good.
Right. I think it looks...
He's going to be like that character that was good the whole time, except for at the end you find out he wasn't good.
Yeah.
Or something. Yeah.
It'll definitely be something.
I think like the neat thing, though, is it lays like the groundwork for us. We know they're heading towards Secret Invasion of the Skrulls.
Right. Will they just kind of smush the idea of Secret Invasion into this movie and maybe a sequel movie? They could. Are they just going to plant the seeds of it and then, like, it comes out so many movies later? I think
with how they've done it, that's the more likely thing is. You're going to, like, not all the Skrulls were dealt with.
Right. Because it's so hard to deal with Skrulls.
Right, and I think that's how they're going to get rid of Cap in Endgame. Okay. He hasn't been Cap for a while. He's been a Skrull.
He doesn't have his cool beard. The internet was sad he doesn't have his beard anymore.
Yeah. Like, I think that could be like a neat thing, because we know Chris Evans is done.
Yeah.
And I think that would be a good way to get rid of him. People would be like, well, when did Cap die? You don't know.
And then Cap does come back, and it's just whoever the new actor is.
Right.
Yeah.
In a couple movies.
Right.
And that's fine.
I'm excited for it. What about Aquaman? What do you think about Aquaman?
Hot garbage.
Hot garbage? Wow, we went the other direction.
Well, I was about to bring that up because I forget what movie it was we went to see. And they showed Aquaman and then Captain Marvel.
Oh, back to back?
Back to back. Yeah. Like, one does not look good, and one looks really good.
Aquaman looks so pretty. Like, everything looks correct.
Yeah.
But I just worry. Now, I did end up seeing Justice League. I don't know if we've had this discussion or not. I know you hated it.
Yeah.
I didn't love it, but I definitely didn't hate it like you did. So, yeah, it wasn't amazing. It wasn't great. It did a little bit right.
Yeah, but it's still not, like, good. Like,
sure, it's not what we want. No. Absolutely not. But it was all right. It was all right.
Yeah.
It was all right. Yeah,
it bothers me how, like, crayon box red Amber Heard's hair is.
Getting the deep cuts here.
Yeah. What about that hair? Yeah.
It's fake. Fake as hell. From the, I guess they call it the final trailer, just like they just give away the whole movie.
Well, yeah, that's always a mistake.
So that's always a bad sign.
That's like what DC's done with all the movies, though.
I know, and somebody really needs to be fired on that end. That's not the movie's fault, though.
Well, right, but like, then at what point, why do you need to go see the movie?
But then again, if you watch any old trailer to a movie, almost all of them have the ending hidden in there. Yeah. All the time.
And I guess some of it's like bias, where the Marvel movies are just better.
I think Captain Marvel gave away some stuff, but I'm not going to point it out because I don't think it's as obvious.
Well, because she's less of a known character. I feel like the Aquaman stuff was like, good guy, bad guy. These are definitely the two. This is how the movie's going to end, with them fighting in a coliseum underwater. One of them's going to win, and I bet you it's Jason Momoa.
Nah. As long as they should just cut off his hand. Give him the hook hand.
But, I don't know. Maybe it's biased, but like, the DC movie's just... They're nice to look at.
They really are.
They don't... But the substance of it...
Not good.
Not good.
Not great, for sure.
It's like a diet tasty cake. It looks good, but doesn't taste good.
Is that
good.
One where, like, half the frosting's taken off? Or what is a diet? How does that work?
Made of fake sugar.
Yeah, it's...
Gives you the shits later.
Yeah. It still looks like a tasty cake.
Tasty cake zeros.
Yeah, you're like, oh, that looks good. And, like, that's how it is when you look at, like, a DC movie. Like, they look good.
Mm.
But when you get any of the substance out of them,
mm-hmm.
it's not.
Mm, that's fair.
That's my analogy for the day.
Have you done any of the Runaways stuff? Have you watched any of that?
No. Yeah,
there's too many services. That's the problem.
Yeah, we haven't really been watching much TV at all.
Me either.
And there's, like, another one we haven't watched at all. I think it's on Sci-Fi. Wait, is Runaways on Sci-Fi?
No, Runaways is the one that's on Hulu?
Yes, and then there's the one that...
There's one on Sci-Fi.
That Ryan really likes.
I don't know.
Deadly Class. Did that start yet?
No, it's like the X-Men. I think they're on, like, the second season.
On Sci-Fi?
I don't remember.
It may not be on Sci-Fi.
Oh.
Whatever it
I know he likes... Runaways might be it.
Maybe.
Runaways was Vaughn originally, the first run.
But I think that's, like, we haven't really watched TV, but there's, like, right, like you said, too many services to keep up with, too many shows to keep up with.
I think viewers in general, a large percentage of viewership agrees that we want to cut cable. Everybody wants to cut cable. But now it's like, okay, what do you get? Netflix is worth it. You get so much stuff. But, like, okay, Netflix. And Hulu's worth it. All right, Hulu's worth it. But now, all right, I want to watch wrestling, too. Oh, well, here's another $10. And it's like, yeah, so much. Yeah, I'm building my own custom package.
And now the Disney thing. Right. And now this thing.
Right. And if you DC watch, has their own network.
And if you want to watch the McFarland Star Trek, that's on the NBC Plus. That's like $6 a month.
It's too much. I wish we could consolidate, or I don't know. Everybody's just going to have to share passwords and accounts. Like, it's...
Right.
We're at that point now.
Right, and then it's costing more than having cable, so then what's the point?
Yeah, exactly. It's awful. And yeah. People wonder why, like, there's piracy and all these other things.
Right, because... and there's just so much to watch. Like, it's... I am starting to feel with the superhero shows how I started to feel with, like, Walking Dead.
Sure.
There's too much... It's too much. Like, too many people went in for the cash grab on it all at one shot, and it's just like, all right, there, yep, it's all there.
Yep.
And then, I mean, I know, because I'm not a big fan of it, but, like, there was that stretch where Deadpool was in every single comic book.
Yes.
It's too much. I get if you like they Deadpool.
Even I feel like Deadpool doesn't even sell like it used to. Like, I feel like they offended their own fan base. Like, Deadpool would randomly have a comic issue that's $10 and double-sized. And it probably just contains a reprint of his first appearance that you already have if you're a Deadpool fan. Or you already have a reprint of. Like, you don't need this. You don't need to pay an extra $4 for this or whatever. I hate that shit.
And I get, like, if you want to throw, like, a character that shouldn't be in a story every once in a while.
Yeah.
Sure. It's something different. Go for it.
Right.
But, like, they don't need to be in every single story that comes out for a year straight.
Yeah, it was definite oversaturation. Deadpool has definitely plummeted in sales, comparatively, to where it was. Even, like, Harley Quinn, same thing.
Right, too much. And so Suicide Squad didn't help that.
No, I mean, and she was an okay casting. Right. She's beautiful. Like, everything was there. Like, it appealed to the male demographic that they were trying to grab, the 18 to 42-year-old or whatever the hell it is. But that movie... Yikes.
Yeah. And they're still making a second one.
Is it still, what's his name? Directing it or writing it or James Gunn? No one knows. All right. I don't blame you. Why keep up on that?
No one knows. No one cares.